Welcome to the J.J. Nickton Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM, KCII. J.J. Nickton Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News. On today's program, we're speaking with Grant Davidson, Public Relations and Marketing Manager for Midwest Old Threshers, about this year's reunion.
So can we just start with a little background about this event? Because I understand there's a storied history with the reunion, so just a little bit of basic info about it.
Yeah, so back in 1950s when we had our first Old Thresher reunion, it was September 20 and 21, a couple of people around the area thought, hey, we have steam engines and some thresher machine. They tended to show in 49 over in Illinois. Like, we can pull this off and do it here. And it grew from there. It wasn't until the 60s is when we started doing the 5 days in the Labor Day, and we just keep having it every year after that, and it's crazy how much things have changed. I think it was like 12 steam engines the first year, and now we have roughly between 90 and 100 steam engines that show up for this event, and then all the tractors and the gas engines and the anti-cars and trucks and everything that comes with it.
And it's a week of food, fun, entertainment, and as you mentioned, the historical aspect. When is this year's reunion going to be held?
So this year's reunion is August 31st through September the 4th, and we kind of have an unofficial kickoff on August 30th with the Don Carlson Memorial Horse Pole, and we have the Harvest Day Parade starting at 3:30.
And when it comes to attending this event, what are we looking at in terms of cost?
So multi-day admission, if you're going to come multiple days, is $35. A single-day admission is $15. If you can only just come Labor Day, it's only $10 to get on non-Labor Day because we end at 3 o'clock that day. But the great thing is kids $10 are free into our event.
When it comes to food, I don't know if we have time to go through everything because I was looking on your website and there's going to be so many different opportunities for people when it comes to refreshments. What are some of the vendors that are going to be at the reunion this year?
Like you said, there is a lot of food. If you go away hungry here, then you weren't looking hard enough. We specialize a lot of church and local civic groups here in town or within the Henry County area. My favorite is the Methodist Church. They have a good old Methodist meatloaf. It's been a staple here, I think, since like the 60s. Catholics have their catfish, and then they do a meatloaf. But theirs are like meatloaf balls. The Lutherans have their beef and noodles. The Boy Scouts do their pancakes. So there is staple foods around here that people come just for the food. And like I said, if you walk away hungry here, then you aren't looking hard enough.
And you talked about the horse pull and the Harvest Day Parade kicking things off. There's no shortage of entertainment either at the reunion. What are some other things that people can expect to see if they attend?
So on Thursday night, we kick off on the Cattle J stage is Crystal Gale on the stage. Friday is with Easton Corbin. Saturday is Joe Nichols. And Sunday is Dylan Scott. And then we have a wide variety of other free ground entertainments throughout the ground. We have three different spots that people can come and see different performances throughout the day. We have the Saloon Girls. We have the Old West Town that has the gunslingers that shoot out to do the train robbery. So there's plenty of entertainment other than just seeing tractors and steam engines.
But it sounds like there's something for all ages. This is not tailored to one specific demographic.
No, it is not. We have a kid area up there where they can go learn to drive a tractor. They have miniature ponies up there that they can go ride. And yeah, like I said, we're tailored for all ages. There's always something, and definitely start them young. Maybe they get interested in this, and maybe they want to restore a tractor or a gas engine or maybe antique car, and maybe even come in the spring and attend our steam school that they can participate, maybe get in the passion of steam.
Grant, I know that putting something on with this sort of magnitude takes months and months in advance, and I understand you're also looking for potential volunteers to help out with the event itself?
Yeah, we actually started planning the 2024 reunion already, so it's definitely a year in advance kind of job for this scale. And yes, we are always looking for volunteers for any of our events. We do a school tour program in the spring. We do a swap meet. We do the Old Thresher reunion. We do Halloween events out here. We do our Christmas event. So we have plenty of places that volunteers can help us. If you're always interested in volunteering, you can give us a call. Our phone number is 319-385-8937. You can speak to any of us here in the office. We can try to find what kind of passion you have or what area and stuff, and hook you up with those volunteers or coordinators and get you started with us.
And as if it wasn't enough, you know, we talked about the sights, the food, the entertainment. But if anyone hasn't been to the Midwest Old Threshers reunion, what is your selling point for those people?
I would say this is a great scene in your backyard in Southeast Iowa, where for $35 you can come multiple days. You get to see entertainment with that for free. That are big Nashville names. There's so much things to do out here. It's where can you go for $6 a day is what it's equivalent down to for that $35 multi-day and get that entertainment and everything else. So it's a great family thing. And like I said, kids center are free. You can't go anywhere and not have to pay your kids to get in. And it's a great family fun atmosphere and great learning experience too, to see where agriculture history has changed and where it is now.
Well, once again, that's the Midwest Old Threshers reunion going down in Mount Pleasant from August 31st to September 4th. Grant, is there anything that we missed or anything else you'd like to share about the reunion?
If you have any questions, like say, go to our website, oldthreshers.com, and there's tons of information. There's a page just for frequently asked questions, and if not, just hit the contact and shoot us an email, and we'll be able to get back to you.
That was Grant Davidson joining us on today's J.J. Nickton Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program to talk about the Midwest Old Threshers reunion beginning next week. J.J. Nickton Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News.